Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, so, put your headphones on.
That might be the deal.
Si, we're trying to make TV here. Is it TV? What are we doing? A podcast?
Nope. Are we here?
Am I going to have to knock the fire out of you this
hour? Are we here?
I'm trying to get you to put your headphones on.
Oh, chicken plunk. Is anybody in here?
We're here.
Where are we?
You tell us, Martin.
Welcome back to the Duck Call Room. We're here. Si, you'll notice, has on the same shirt that he had on last time we recorded because I get to look at him twice again.
You might think we're on like, we just did them back to back.
I want y'all to join God's army.
Amen. Let's talk about old age.
Well, I don't know nothing about that.
You don't? No. Oh, yeah, you're in the midlife crisis.
I just turned 14.
14. Okay. I'm
trapped. I'm trapped, unfortunately, in a 73-year-old body.
Huh.
Okay, but hey, we're working it out.
But again, you bought your brains out.
Hey.
So what happened this morning to make us question old age?
Oh, well, hey, look. The teal came real early this morning. It hadn't even got good daylight
and
yet.
You shot all of them?
No.
Like
no. No. Unfortunately, no.
That's a first.
Look, it was very early. It hadn't got daylight yet, and I can't hear them. So they come by, and I didn't see them. So then Phil stands up, and as soon as he stands up, I stand up with my gun in my hand.
Wait, time out.
Yeah.
You were sitting down?
Yeah.
No.
We're in the hobbit blind. You can't stand up in the hobbit blind.
I didn't know you sat down on a duck hunt.
Hey, they come in. I don't see them. Although I'm standing up looking right in the decoys. There's no splash. And then it's boom, boom, boom. And it's over.
And you didn't
shoot? Jason, Phil, and Stone killed all six of them.
Why didn't you shoot?
Because I didn't see them. And I ain't going to just shoot in the air or in the water.
But hold on now.
Yeah.
I got a question.
Yeah.
So you mean to tell me that even when you don't shoot, ducks still die?
Well, hey, that was one of the first times that they done that.
Huh?
Okay.
Huh? You got to be kidding. Yeah. I didn't think that was possible.
He put a stare on him.
Well, I was shocked.
He was like.
No, to tell the truth, I told you, I couldn't even see them, so I didn't know that. You know, I only seen two in the air, and I think Phil killed both of them.
Okay.
I believe Stone and Jason ground swatted the ones they killed.
Well, that's fine.
I know I seen two that was in the air and Phil killed both of them.
That ain't against the rules.
So that's two for Phil. Then there's two more each for Jason and Stone.
So you got weeded out.
Oh, I didn't kill Diddly Squat.
Did you fire your weapon?
Nope.
No, I did not.
Old age.
But in the morning, I'm going to be on high alert with him in the morning.
High alert.
Because, hey, here's the thing. I've already told him. Jace don't believe me. I'm leaving Friday. I won't be there Friday hunting. So, hey, they're going to burn their gun barrels off Friday. It'll either be Friday or Saturday, probably.
Yep. That's probably right.
Because they're going to hit us in mass here the next 2 days.
I figured they'd come with that.
Yeah. Well, they had a good wind today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got a tropical storm.
Well, no, I know. I know. Oh, hey, and bring it up. Hey.
Hey,
maybe some of the powers to be or some of the intelligent people listening.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Why?
I don't think we have.
Both of them.
Well, both of them. But why does hurricanes counterclockwise? What's the reasoning behind that?
Because typhoons go.
And look, and here's the odd one. I'm looking at the news last night, and it's showing the hurricane right on the coast and doing it this way. Counterclockwise.
That's not
okay. This way.
You need a new counter, right?
But it's traveling another way.
You need a new clock.
Nope. Counter. Counterclockwise. Clockwise.
Oh yeah. The rotation of the storm. The rotation of the storm, not the path that it takes.
Yeah. Because it always here's the odd part. It's rotating.
He's talking about the rotation of the storm.
It's rotating
not the path
left.
It takes.
Okay, but it's hooking right.
Well, it watches NASCAR all the time. Golf. You got to turn right to go left.
You just sliced it to your right.
It's an obvious answer. Right?
Well, hey, give me the obvious answer then, dummy.
It's because we're in the Northern Hemisphere. And
what does the Northern Hemisphere got to do
with
the
rotation of the Earth?
Hey, it's coming from the south.
Everybody knows it's the Coriolis force pulls hurricanes
away. You can't even...
The Coriolis effect.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's what I was saying.
I was just trying to
read it in case the listeners...
I was stung, and I didn't even hit you good, so it slipped. It was off the glance.
Yeah, that's all that working out you've been doing.
That's right, buddy.
He got some power.
So you're trying to give Si the answer, and he just dope-pops you.
Yep. Well, he's lying to me.
I tried to act like I knew it.
The Northern Hemisphere, and all he was doing was just... blowing smoke.
It actually is.
He's reading it off.
He's fact checking you.
It is. This website is called the Library of Congress.
What is that saying?
It pulls it away from the equator. I don't. It's the Coriolis force.
That, I don't even believe that.
Oh my god.
That's BS.
do you believe?
If the Almighty told me which way it done that, I'd believe it.
Well, I ask him. Ask and ye shall receive.
What if that will be the first thing I'm going to say? Hey, by the way, all these giant storms you cook up out in the ocean.
That's what you're going with? That's one of the first things?
That's like
I want to know why it counterclockwise.
Okay, but what if, and just hear me out.
Yeah.
What if
I want
to
know
the Almighty sent Mr. Coriolis to come up with that force? That way he could tell you.
Who's this? Who you talking about? Coriolis?
I'm assuming he named it after himself.
I want to know why all the light bulbs in the world ain't like the ones in refrigerators, because that sucker never burns out. Ever.
Oh, wrong answer. It does burn out. I've had them burn out.
You've had them burn out?
Yep. It takes a long time, but
they
do
burn out. I
got to
be honest with you. I've never had one burn
out.
Oh, yeah. They burn out.
Yeah, but it's been a long time.
But they normally have to get wet.
That sucker under my carport, I got to change that thing all the time.
That's a good one for you. They have to get wet
all the time.
Then they burn out.
What? Yeah. How does it?
Because of all the getting hot,
your refrigerator gets hot?
Condensation.
Yeah, it gets hot.
Letting warm air in.
Where do you think, where do you think ice comes from? Something gets hot and it freezes up.
That's what I'm talking about.
There's one of them oxymorons for you.
What are we doing?
I thought fire melts ice.
No, fire brings ice. Trust me.
I could listen to you two all day.
No.
Keep going.
Hey, I'm just serious.
Just keep going.
You've learned your lesson. Look. You just sit back and listen. Look. I try and make sense of all of
that. Hey, pull your refrigerator out and look at the back of it where the, I can't even think of the name of it right now.
Apples?
Where all the pipes are, the little pipes that.
Coils?
Make your coil, the coil that makes your refrigerator cold.
Condenser.
Okay, it gets hot. Yeah, condenser. It gets hot, and guess what? It freezes up on the outside when it gets hot. Ice, chip, you know.
Well, I'm very well aware of that effect because I got one of them stupid refrigerators with an ice maker and a refrigerator.
Oh, I got a new refrigerator.
And it ain't worked in 3 years. The thing ain't 4 years
but
old.
But there's ice all on the back
got
of the condenser.
Hot. Froze up.
Yeah, that's it.
It's
got
a solid
hot.
Block
it got
ice,
hot.
And you can't even open it
got hot. It froze up, boy.
You got
what happened to it? Froze up.
Got too hot.
It's mine,
too
hot. Mine, it did that, and I took
and
a blow dryer to it.
Yeah, blow dryer worked for
a
little
while. Oh,
don't
put a blow dryer on that hot air.
Then I just said, you know what? Ice ain't that expensive.
Oh,
amen to that.
I can buy it.
That coffee was terrible cold. Dude.
What?
The cold coffee,
cold
ice.
I was
going to
drink the rest of it right
here.
It was cold.
I get that.
Did y'all know there's a refrigerator shortage?
Well, it was hot, so it turned ice. That's why it's cold.
There's a refrigerator shortage. It's hard to buy one.
Is it?
It's harder to buy a dryer.
Is that hard to buy? Are all your clothes wet?
All the time.
I don't know.
Well, hey, it's been in the 90s. Hey, put it outside, let it dry out, son.
It is hot outside.
No, we tried to get one, and no.
I ordered a refrigerator, and it's taken 2 months. I ordered a toilet paper holder, and they said they'd have that in 3 months.
3 months. Couldn't whittle one out.
Everything's going south, boys. Everything's tearing up. Because if you buy a new truck and it breaks down,
tell us about it.
It's on the side of the highway for a while, boys.
What's the matter there, son? You all right?
I used to think I had some semblance of where we may get to, but today has completely ruined that. So,
hey, I'm having fun.
I'll tell you what we're going to get to. We're going to get to break number
one. Take a break, boys, and we're going to try to come back with something that is on track.
We'll try to get this thing back on course.
That's right. We're going to get on the
track.
Instead of
rotating counterclockwise, right out of control.
What about refrigerators?
How's that?
Godwin, I do have a question for you.
What's that?
Can you do me a solid?
What's that?
There is a large dead rodent about 20 feet outside that door. You remind moving him?
A large dead rodent.
He's a big one. That's a big old rat.
It's like a squirrel, like but a, in mouse form.
Inside the building?
Uh-huh.
Inside the
building. Pick him up by his tail and slang him out the door.
Big wharf rats?
Well, I know his technical term is a cotton rat.
Cotton.
We probably shouldn't go down this road because we have customers that show up here.
What? Rats get inside. Pardon
me.
Well,
I mean,
we...
But that's a big one.
We have an... The Duck Commander building was built on a swamp.
You could have shot that thing.
With rat shot.
Not with rat shots. You need a solid bullet.
Oh, you need a solid bullet for him? Oh, he was one of them groaners.
He liable to fend off rat shots.
Okay. You at least need a pellet gun.
He's a good one. He's a good one. You could, in times of need, you could eat him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Woo.
Yeah. That would have to be, I would have to be starving to death, and then I don't know if I could have it.
There it is.
Yep. What? There.
Yeah.
Run that back.
Godwin?
I said, we used to go shoot rats at the dump on after church on Sundays.
At
I've used to do it at the barns.
Huh?
All we did on Sundays after church was eat fried chicken.
That's right. I'm with Martin. That's what I always did.
So,
and old Tommy Robinson would always, right when grandmama would say, okay, let's eat. He said, I ain't eating.
Why, he's too ready to go shoot rats?
He would just say, I'm not eating.
Don't let us.
And most of the time, I wouldn't be quiet. I got to know about the rat hunt.
Yeah, hey, why every
Oh, that was awesome.
Hey, I got to know about it.
How old were you? What year was this? What caliber?
What was your weapon? Like,
this was adulthood?
Shoot them on
22s,
yeah.
22?
Back when you could find ammunition.
Yeah.
See, everything's running short. You make us a little blind, get a long chair, and just sit there. But you go out there and get this one, you find the stinkiest bag you can find out there, and then fluff it up.
Then you set it up and get ready.
Oh, yeah.
And you just...
You had to be quick, because Daddy was pretty fast.
Uh-oh.
This was a family affair.
It's a family affair, boy.
That's how I learned how to shoot.
Did y'all change clothes after church, or did you just go in your Sunday dress?
No, we changed clothes.
Okay.
Hey, we used to do that in the house.
We'd put the camo on.
It wasn't rats.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'd put them old traps out.
No, it wasn't no traps.
Y'all shot them?
He had a pellet gun. I had a Daisy BB gun.
Yeah.
We would leave the light on in the dining room and get in the hallway and lay down with pillows for sandbags. Okay. And it was always food on the floor.
What?
And here comes the mice.
Yeah.
And hey, we'd let them get right in the middle of the room, and then the barrage started.
You turn on the light.
Down, yep.
Turn on the light.
No, the light was on.
And the light was on.
They would come out, but we'd let them get right in the middle of the room, and then it was like these shooting galleries. You know, but they got the ducks and everything on the chain. We kept them on the chain, too.
But y'all had
they'd
them
go
mice.
Left, bam, in front of them. They'd try to go right, bam, bam. Oh. Hey, we did
like
get quiet.
West,
we
like
busted
that old West guy shooting a cane.
No, we busted quite a few window panes doing that little stunt.
Got your tail tore up over
you get
that.
And that was always one of these beatings was due after that little episode with busting windows.
You were shooting pellet guns in the house?
Oh, yeah.
You just described like a really fun raccoon hunt, but you were just shooting.
Oh, no, this was mice hunting.
In your home.
This was big game hunting when we was little.
But you'd have to go move them. You'd have to go move them rats or they wouldn't come back.
You put them out as decoys.
No, they wouldn't come out. Right. They wouldn't come out.
Right. And if you had a wounded one, it would let him squeak.
Oh, man. I don't
know. It's all the rest of me.
He's calling those medics to come in. Well, we shot the medics, too.
I don't think people care about animal cruelty towards mice, though.
Oh, hey,
what did you do when you was young? Play checkers?
Man, I don't know. I didn't do none of that. At night, I generally went to sleep.
I had a pellet gun and a BB gun.
Oh,
inside the house.
I do,
not,
too, but I don't even want to talk about what I did.
We was night stalkers. Life was great in the 50s.
Don't shoot pigeons under the bridge.
Oh, I'm in on that.
We done that in the gym. We actually caught them, and then had them in our pigeon coop.
Yeah. Oh, eagle.
Yep, until the cats got hold
of y'all get? Where did y'all keep the pigeons for?
In the chicken coop.
For what?
We liked them.
They liked to send letters.
Did y'all eat pigeons?
Oh,
no,
a lot of letter writing back
in
the day.
But squab is good.
Huh?
Okay, that's what it's called, squab.
I've never heard of that.
In France, that's a delicacy. Squab.
I've been to France, and there was dirty pigeons everywhere.
Well, hey,
they cooked them too.
Wasn't enough squab eaters over.
The dirty ones they let go.
Yeah, not enough squab.
I don't think I could eat a pigeon.
I've ate many of them.
It's just a big dove.
Yeah, his name is a rock dove. He's a dove.
He's a dove is what he is.
You got to have a little more TLC because he'll dry out quicker because he's a bigger animal. But he's fine to eat.
Squab is good. It's a delicacy in France.
So in the apocalypse, like New York City, will be okay because they'll just eat the pigeons?
Well, whatever blows up there will probably wipe out all the pigeons, too. I'd head west.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them out in like Nebraska, Wyoming, Idaho.
Wait, there's pigeons in Idaho?
They hunt them. They got decoys. They hunt them out there like ducks.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm learning so much today.
Mojo. Well, no. Our friends at Mojo make a pigeon spinning one.
Yeah.
So basically, the pigeons from the big city are like people from the big city, and the pigeons from Kansas are the good pigeons.
And what you would call rural towns that are not too big, they have an annual pigeon hunt.
No.
I'm telling you they do.
Hello.
I thought it was on silent forever.
Yeah. I super glued mine to vibrate.
Did you really?
No, but I mean, it might as well be.
I thought
there's no reason. We're in 2021. There is no reason for your cell phone to make a noise. This is a PSA.
Well, I'll fix that because, no one talks on a cell phone.
And it certainly shouldn't be a terrible song.
I don't even know why they call it a cell phone.
Pigeons can be.
Because no one talks on it.
I talk on it all the time. I talked to God one this morning. No.
Yep.
They ought to call it a typewriter.
He said, what's the code to that?
What's the code to the door?
Hey, they call it a typewriter because all you do is text.
That's right. Well,
what in the world?
I'm reading about rock dove pigeon hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was some kind of snake.
You go out to Idaho where they got like them rock cliffs and stuff over lakes, then pigeons will go out there and feed in like the bean fields and everything like ducks and everything else do.
So
except you can hunt them in like June. So when nothing else is going on,
hey, go kill you some pigeons.
You can book a pigeon hunt and go whack you a bunch of them.
In the United States, the Migratory Bird Treaty Act of 1918 protects native wild birds, making it illegal to kill them or remove their nests. That being said, the pigeon is an exception to the law as it is an introduced species to America and is considered non-native.
Yeah, he's not invasive, though. He's
and they're a pest.
But see, like collared doves, whack them any time of the year you want.
That's right. Yeah.
They're invasive. They take away nesting deal and all that. So starlings, you can hit them over the head anytime you want to.
Collared doves. They weren't born here.
No, they ain't from. It's called the Eurasian collared dove.
Yeah. Eurasian.
Yep.
I never heard of Eurasian.
Well, we just learned a lot about birds.
Barns.
See? You never know where we're going to go.
And look.
I don't know, but I like this path a lot better than the first one.
Well, no.
The first one. It was
Germany. I seen like 1,000 when I'm deer hunting.
Collared dove?
Yeah. So I asked the guy, can I go hunting? So I figured I'd fix tear them up because they just, it's 1,000 there. But you're talking smart. Hey, I walked out there and sit down in the field that they was feeding at. They was over there sitting in the trees. And, hey, long as I sit there, they sit in them trees.
They smelt you.
Wouldn't come in the field.
That's when you walk down the tree line and get the blast.
Well, no, that wasn't his property.
Oh.
Right, pitiful.
Well, it sounds like any man that'll shoot a rat at night ain't worried about a property line. But well, hey, just me.
In his home.
In a foreign country.
In a foreign country.
You got to watch it in a foreign country.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
You got to watch it.
You wasn't from around there.
I wasn't from around there.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, well, let's take our next break.
We'll take a break, boys.
Let's take a break.
We just got started.
Boys, we just got started.
We want to talk. We could talk about the weird news coming out of Grambling.
What's that? I never heard.
Oh,
of that.
I hadn't heard the new weird news out of Grambling.
Johnny D, you want to?
Yes, I do.
Yes, well, he does.
Go for it, JD.
Listen to this one, Si. You're gonna like this. This is.
Well, I sent it to you, didn't I?
Yeah.
All right.
You want me to read it?
No. Yeah. Hey, go ahead. I'm pulling up the article right now because a man was accused of something. And. They got him on camera.
Accusation.
Oh, our TV's off.
What? They got him on camera.
I didn't turn it on.
He didn't turn
it on. Do you want to know what he was accused of, Gavin?
I do.
What was he accused? I don't want to pull it up here because Si's going to say.
Man accused of stealing a duck from the park, sought by the Grambling Police Department.
Why is this?
For stealing a duck?
Uh-huh.
From the park.
Hey, what kind of duck was it?
He's one of them white Aflac looking ducks.
Oh.
Aflac.
Yeah. I like to run over two of them coming from hunting this morning.
Say, so look at him. Oh, look at him.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, that was George. He didn't come home last night.
Now, Si, is that any of your kinfolk?
I don't reckon.
They got a lifted truck with a light bar.
I don't reckon that.
He may live on Field
Park
Road.
Hey, the truck looks familiar, though.
That's what I'm talking about.
The truck looks familiar.
The truck does look familiar.
But the Grambling Police Department is looking for a man they believe stole a duck from the city park. The Lincoln Parish Sheriff's Office has a post on their Facebook page.
So it's a crime.
Asking, well, I mean, they stole a duck.
It's not his duck, man.
You can't go around stealing ducks no more, Si.
Oh, you can't steal ducks, boys. No,
everything's
a duck. Daddy always told me you don't know what you get by.
Well, I was glad this morning that the three ducks that was on the side of the road were not buzzards, because if it had been a buzzard, they'd probably ended up through my window.
What?
Because I was phoning them, coming around the curve, and there they are, and phew, you know.
Is there a chance you were driving too fast?
No, I was going about 55. But I was trying to get home
in a 25,
you know, because I had to start my workout at a certain time.
That's a
I thought you were going to say there was a movement taking place.
Oh, no, yeah. No. Yeah, the only movement was
just
my
remember,
workout.
No matter where you go, there you are.
Oh, no. There you are. Wherever you at, there you are.
Si, you ever think you see a day where a news article has to do with a man stealing a duck?
No, I did. I didn't.
That
means we've literally.
How do they know?
We've gone to the ducks, not to the dogs, JD. We've gone to the ducks.
So if you go to the park and stay, you're automatically property of the park.
I guess.
Well, what if the park bought it? I got a neighbor who has ducks as pets.
Willie used to have a bunch of ducks out there at his house, but then the hawks ate them all.
But how do you really know about a duck? He ain't got a collar on.
Nah.
Yeah. Oh, these ducks my neighbor has, you know. Oh. They got names. I don't know if they have
names.
Just because they got names, that don't mean
she knows them.
Excuse me, you can't steal me because I have a name.
Because you might feed them what's wrong.
Might feed them bread.
So what was he going to do with this duck, Reckon?
No, he may train him to walk behind him. I don't know.
That's it.
He may be wanting to make his own Peabody Hotel.
Maybe so.
I tried training our mallards here.
I've been there.
Me too.
Couldn't do it.
Did you see the big deal they make all of it with the ducks coming and walking the red carpet?
Yeah. Come out the
I told him, I said, hey, if you'll give me a shotgun, I can help you out here.
Now, I always thought they should make you the duck master there anyway. It's your second job.
And, hey, yeah, I like it. The guy, he was like the guy that comes out into all the three rings of the three-ring circus, and he's announcing what's going on.
The ringleader.
The ringleader,
It's like the ringleader.
Monitor brother, boys.
That's what it was.
He was the ringleader, and he had a bunch of mallard ducks. He come walking down like a band leader, and all the ducks were behind him.
Yeah. That's pretty cool,
was pretty cool that they actually follow this guy.
Yeah, they live on a roof, and they go
he's
get
the Pied Piper. Yep.
Did they come out and go to the rendezvous and get something to eat?
I don't think ain't much on them ribs.
No.
I'm patrolling Facebook.
Hey, he's patrolling Facebook.
What are you patrolling it for?
For the duck napper.
Patrolling.
Oh,
I'm trying to see if we've caught him.
Anybody found him?
Patrolling him?
No,
they ain't got him yet. Oh, there's Daffy.
They on that Aflac bag.
Yeah, everybody's just making fun of it for being the Aflac.
Old Nick's got on that.
Old Saban.
Him and Aflac duck.
Hey, the Aflac man got a pretty good hunting ranch. That's it. In case anybody wanted to know. South of Atlanta, Georgia. He got him.
Foul play is expected.
All right, foul play.
Is it FOW?
Foul play is expected.
Yeah, no, they did. They did water foul play.
I love local news.
I'll be honest though. You know, groceries are expensive, so that's probably why he took the duck.
Groceries.
Although, just go kill it yourself, man.
It's duck season.
I got to be honest though. The local news got scary whenever I went to the Lincoln Parish Facebook page. Good gracious.
But it's duck season, so if you wanted a duck, just go whack you one. I mean, teal are here.
Yeah. Yep. Teal probably don't taste as good as that big old white thing.
I don't know. He looks a little aged. I don't think I'd be real keen on eating him, neither. Maybe, but I doubt it.
Well, I don't think they've caught him. So if you're in Lincoln Parish and you see a man in a...
The duck napper is still on the loose.
...truck
still
with a white duck... Please contact the Ruston Police Department.
That's right. Hey, if he's got a duck on his arm, don't mess with him. He's armed and dangerous.
I don't know that part's true.
Hey, he's got a duck on his arm.
Man, they're after all sorts of people here in Louisiana, though. People stealing stuff.
Yeah.
Bunch of thieves.
That's across the world. That ain't just here.
Well, they're stealing ducks. This man stole from a tackle shop. That's not cool.
Well, he needs to go bait fishing bait.
No.
How's he going to eat?
Get some worms or pay for it.
What else you got in the news? You got anything else?
Back it up.
Uh-oh.
This is the guy that... he stole sunglasses.
No. Back it up. What's the dog? What did he steal?
The dog?
Yeah.
The dog steals them?
Well, I don't know.
I'm reading.
He's a pretty German shepherd, though.
Somebody...
And a big one.
Somebody decided to run into the woods away from the police.
Oh,
and that guy got him.
That's a police dog.
Yeah, don't be messing with that thing.
Yeah,
that's Sergeant Dog.
Oh no!
Oh no! Don't tell me they shot the dog.
They shot the dog.
Uh oh!
I don't even want to talk about this.
Felony, felony, boys. Prison time coming up.
Wow!
Dang, that took an unexpected
turn. Yeah, my bad. Yeah, this is why we have prepared news articles, which we had the duck.
My bad.
Should not have gone to the Facebook.
It was a pretty dope.
It was a very beautiful.
I got
dog.
A question.
Yep.
Not to change the subject.
No, that's very welcome at this point.
How come every flight you get on is delayed now?
Every flight you get on is delayed.
They ain't got no employees.
Because everything we're having.
Well, one of them was, they was waiting on the crew.
There's a shortage of everything. That's what they call it.
And even though they're delayed, you never miss a connection because the next one's delayed.
Well, I don't hear that because, hey, I've missed connections.
I hadn't missed a connection in a long time.
Because I was actually there in time and they wouldn't let me go on the plane.
Huh? What?
Yeah. Yeah, me and Stone was flying, and Stone ran ahead since he can do it.
Yeah,
and was supposedly to hopefully hold the door open. Well, I got there and was already going through the door to go down, and the lady said, "Hey, where are you going?" I said, "I'm going to get on my plane," and she said, "No, the doors are closed." And I said, "No, lady, you don't understand. I'm talking to the guy. He's standing at the door. He's standing there waiting on me to get on board." She said, "Well, you're not going down."
Wait, so Stone got on the plane and you
didn't? Yeah. Stone got on the plane and got one home. Hey, we've got a reroute coming and go to Freeport 4 hours later. Okay. Philip calls Alicia. Alicia drives to Freeport and picks up. We get home.
Oh, I was going to say, please tell me Stone picked you up in Freeport.
No.
He said, "No, I'm going to the house."
You know, Alicia comes to Freeport. We get in about 2:30 a.m. in the morning. When if they'd let me get on the stupid plane, I'd have been home at like 6.
And so Stone was on the plane. You were looking at the plane, and they wouldn't let you on.
Wouldn't let me get on it. And hey, guess what? I went.
I got a question.
I got on Facebook and I said, "Hey, this place stinks to high heaven." Okay.
I bet that did a lot for you, didn't it?
It made me feel better. I hope it cost them a bunch of carriers, okay? They didn't fly that way.
What airline was it?
Huh? United?
Oh, United's a gar anyway.
It is. That's a gar.
That's a big gar. That Houston airport, they had to actually try to design George Bush International poorly, I hate to go through. They got
Houston.
Gates B1 through 98 going out of two shipping containers on the end of that thing. Yeah. And it's like, what in the heck?
Shipping containers.
I mean, that's about what they feel
well,
like.
All right, that's
what about Detroit? What about Detroit?
Detroit?
I got out and I
You
had,
mean Detroit
I had
City?
10 minutes to get to the next one.
You got some good
and
music.
I asked that woman, I said, call them and tell them, oh, you got time. Just get on the train. Well, I didn't know the train was 18 miles down the stinking tunnel.
It's a lot. Detroit's a long one.
I'm talking
not
long.
Not as long as Denver.
No,
Denver. There's some rumors about that airport.
What about it?
That's a whole conspiracy theory.
Oh,
you don't know about the Denver airport?
No, but let's find out after this break. We'll be back right after this.
Cat, we want to take another break.
So the end of the world is basically starting at the Denver airport.
Dude, what?
The end of the world.
The end of the world. When the world comes to an end,
that's where it's going to start.
I personally believe it's going to be because Jesus comes back. But some people believe it is.
Excuse me.
Because of whatever is happening at the Denver airport and the tunnels and bunkers all underneath it that were mysteriously built in 1995.
Ooh. Oh, 1995. On the ground.
The Illuminati run the airport.
Hey, the underground is at work here.
The what?
And there's a bunch of like weird pictures. Have you been to the Denver airport?
Yeah.
Have you noticed all the weird pictures on the wall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been there several times.
Yeah, that's the end of the world. That's what's starting it.
Bush.
But that's where that might be where you want to be because there's like underground tunnels and stuff. It's like a whole city is underneath, filled of all the lizard people and all the people that rule the world, actually. They're underneath the Denver airport.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I don't know.
I don't think it has anything to do with marijuana being legal there.
This has been around for a while, though.
Yeah. So is marijuana.
Yeah.
And it ain't going nowhere.
Secret societies that live under the airport.
Uh-oh, secret societies.
And there's weird.
We're in 2021.
Yeah.
There are no more secrets.
What's that?
No, they are, but they're all under the Denver airport.
Hey, JD's got he's
why
in,
not the Monroe?
He's
airport.
In with this.
Why did they pick Denver? What is it about Denver?
Because it's a mile high.
There, because they needed to build it because it's way bigger than it needs to be.
Bergen.
It's Denver.
Are these for the aliens are taking over?
I don't.
Sounds like they're already there.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Hey.
They bust them up.
There's a whole community of body snatchers in Denver.
The Illuminati, I don't even know what really that means, but they're headquartered underneath the Denver airport.
Illuminati.
Really?
That's what everybody thinks.
Huh.
Anyway.
All right.
So if you're from Denver and could help us out with whatever's happening.
Can you shed some light on what's going on underneath the Denver airport? Yeah. We need help.
There's a giant horse statue, which looks more like a zebra to me.
A zebra?
But I think
the
that's just
boys are taking over.
When it they was, don't.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff going on at the Denver airport.
Well, I mean,
I've been to the bottom of the Denver airport, right before you get to the Illuminati part, and it is a weird place.
Just out of curiosity.
I've been down there, too. I had to get on a turboprop headed to Rapid City.
There's a lot of
Farmington,
marijuana.
Farmington, New Mexico.
There's a lot of marijuana in Denver, right?
I don't know.
There's a lot of marijuana around the world. I was just trying to make somewhat of a funny. I don't
somewhat of a Colorado.
I don't think if you're dreaming this up, I don't think that marijuana is the recreational narcotic of your choice. I could be wrong.
Okay.
But I would suspect it's something a little higher.
Yeah.
A little
starts
stronger.
With an L and ends in D.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's your conspiracy theory of the day, the Denver airport.
So the Illuminati lives underneath the
Illuminati's
Denver airport.
No, that's where their headquarters.
Who are the
Could somebody from the Illuminati please reach out to us?
Or the
we'll have you in this chair. You can have my chair.
Or the lizard people.
Lizard people.
Oh, you know, lizard people.
Well, because
there is iguanas over there, ain't it?
Okay.
No,
that's Key West.
Side.
That's Key West, Goblin. A little too cold up there. Because
some people think people are lizard people.
Lizard people.
Some people thought President Obama was a lizard person. It's the internet's a weird place.
I just thought Obama was
Where do you find
like,
such nonsense?
You really got to
Really got to dig for that.
You got to really.
The is this what
people,
you define as the dark web?
No, no.
Oh, this is the lit up web. Okay.
Yeah, this is there for everybody.
Okay.
If they're called reptilians.
Well, yeah.
They're people that are they control the earth, but they take human form for political gain.
I feel like this is going to lead into us having to do a whole episode on conspiracy theories.
I've always wanted to. I don't believe in a few things.
Conspiracy theories.
Like what?
Well, I believe in Sasquatch and the...
Bigfoot.
Sasquatch.
But he thinks that whole thing had happened at the moon. That was in a studio.
Really?
I can tell you that. I know he believes that.
Who does that?
Johnny D.
He doesn't think we landed on the moon either.
He thinks there's a set.
Yeah. I'm not saying.
Like a movie set.
Yeah.
In Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
I'm kind of in agreement with that.
See? I'm not saying we didn't land on the moon.
You're just saying why haven't we been back?
I'm just saying. Well, we have been back, allegedly.
Well, hey, yeah.
I'm just saying I doubt it.
Yeah. It's called Area 54. And they got a big high fence all the way around.
I would like to see Area 54 electric fence. I think it's Area 51, Si.
Yeah. It was Studio 54. You probably had a long
Studio
night.
Studio 54.
You probably had a long night there, too.
That's where they done it.
It may have been Studio Baker 54.
What is it, Area 51? Does anybody actually know?
A bunch of people waiting to storm the gates.
No. The moon set.
No, they got rid of them.
Hey, Area 51 is the moon set.
I don't think so.
One giant step for
mankind.
You
think that there's anybody in the military that works at Area 51 listening to us right now?
Yes.
No, they ain't going to tell you what's there.
Yeah. Crap. They won't tell you what's there.
Maybe they'll shed some light on what's at Area 49 and 50, though.
Yeah.
No, those aren't important.
What's the significance of the number 51?
It just happens to be the one.
It sounds.
It's in the 51st parallel.
Yeah.
Is that because there's only 50 states and this is the 51st?
No. 51.
Area 51.
It was just the 51st.
It sounds
area
like
that
James
made.
Bond.
I don't know.
Area 51.
I just want to know what happened to 1 through 50.
I'll look it up. It's an Air Force base.
Area 1's down there, down the road.
Oh, yes, it's Shinny Lake, ain't it?
By Grover.
Area 1?
Yeah,
they started here.
Yeah. Area 1, boy, started in Shinny Lake.
What's Puckett Lake?
Air 7.
You stay out of there at night.
Right, here we go.
That's where the water opens up. UFOs come in and land, and then the water closes back over.
It is bizarre to think that lizard people would live somewhere that's so cold, knowing that reptiles are cold-blooded.
That's right. Yeah. Cold-blooded.
That's true. Oh, nobody knows why it's Area 51. It's unclear.
It's unclear.
There's not an Area 1 through 50.
It's unclassified.
Unless you're at
it's unclassified.
Lake.
You got to have a top clearance to know that.
I just want
to
know who came up with lizard people theory. That's an imagination.
The movie industry.
The reptilians.
Yes. Yeah.
What are some other good conspiracy theories? Si, you got any? We're doubtful on the moon.
Don't lump us as we. That was the foundation of my childhood to learn that we landed on the moon, who did it and who said it. I'd prefer to think that's not a lie.
I'm not
saying that it's not a lie. I'm going to operate under ignorance is bliss, and I'm going to act like we went there.
I think we went there. I watched it.
Oh.
See? Godwin watched it.
Hey, Godwin,
I once watched you on a trail camera picture in the middle of the night.
Did you?
Uh-oh.
They can fake it.
Hey.
And that I'm just saying.
Hey, I watched you playing Panther.
Meow!
But so did I. I was there for that.
Wow!
Them briars were real.
That was.
That was so funny. Right through the bar pad.
Have you ever met an alien, Si?
Nope. I may be an alien, JD.
He's part of the reptilian. Si's worried right now because we're on to his underground lair at the Denver airport.
Yeah.
Is that what that is on his back? Is that really like a spike or something?
Yeah.
Is that what that thing is? I notice he ain't saying nothing.
Saved by the bell.
We got him. We got him.
Oh, Lord. All right, well, let's get out of here.
We better take a break.
Before we go,
we'll be saying like that birds might not be real after the government killed all of them in 1980 and replaced them with surveillance drones.
Before we go, though, when we come back, we're going to get in that hello@duckcallroom.com mailbag.
Mailbag,
but
boys.
Folks, send us your best conspiracy theories.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear what y'all think out there.
Like, y'all are going to make me discuss my laptop sticker one day, and I'm willing to.
No, I just think that's a clever guy that's hilarious. I'll give him that.
I just wanted that.
Conspiracy theories, send them to hello@duckcallroom.com, and we're going to do a conspiracy theory episode. Yeah. ready. All right, we're back.
I'm ready.
And as we promised, we are in that the mailbag. Hello at duckcallroom.com. Thank y'all for submitting the emails. Look, we're looking forward to your conspiracy theories.
That's right.
Yep. We'll get
That's
to there.
What we're on.
But Jeez. For this week, Johnny D, where are we at?
I got two stories about people whose spouses can't cook, which are my favorite.
Oh,
and we can shortly discuss
this
them.
This is about right. people who cannot cook?
You know, that's not how Mama Made It segment. Okay. All right, so I believe Jenny, my girl Jenny, married Jim from Crosby, Texas. She sent this in. They married after meeting.
They had a little boy named Jack.
I don't know if that's true.
Jack and Jill?
They have 5 children and 11 grandchildren.
Oh, okay. There you
4
go.
Great-grandchildren.
Big family. Big family.
They've been married 51 years in November.
Congratulations.
Jim and Jenny.
Congratulations.
That is incredible, and thank you for being such a great example. But back in their early days, Jim was taking a Sunday nap. And so she decided to make peanut brittle.
He must have been tuckered out from all the rat shooting.
Back in the day.
That's right, boys, on Sunday afternoon.
So she made the...
That's the best dress you get.
She made the peanut brittle on the kitchen table directly onto it.
She didn't put no wax paper down?
No wax paper.
No
yeah,
wax
see,
paper.
See, we're about to run into a problem because somebody going to be gnawing on linoleum back in.
No.
Excuse me. Say that 10 times.
Not bad manners, just good tea.
I love the fact that Si... half the time doesn't talk in the microphone, but is always certain to belch it.
That's right.
Yeah. That's my favorite right. part of it.
That's like, all right.
And just heavy breathing into it. All right. So we had pneumonia.
Hey, you know, we're calling over here.
Sorry.
We both had pneumonia. Leave us alone.
The pee pneumonia. Right.
So she made it on the kitchen table, and her husband woke up to find her on top of the kitchen table with a hammer and a screwdriver trying to chip off all the peanut brittle. So that has been the story of Jim and Jenny for 51 years, which is a fun one.
Which is a good one.
That's
I fun. Like whenever tools have to get involved in cooking.
But not in dessert.
That's also true. And then we got one of our friends from Vancouver Island, Kanata, Cody with a K. He starts it off pretty rough that his wife is definitely not the greatest cook in the world.
Well, you're from Canada.
But...
Sorry, Cody.
She Cannot. Tries her best, and that's all he can ask. So he's got a good attitude about it. So she tried to make peanut butter chocolate chip cookies.
Uh-oh.
First time she tried, 3 smoke detectors went off.
Cannot cookies.
You take that the batteries out of them suckers, they won't do that.
Not a great start.
Also not meant to be the timer for your oven.
The second batch was better, but they were so dry, he needed a gallon of milk.
Well, that's because they love hockey.
Well, hey, milk is good for you.
They're making pucks.
Wait a minute. Right. You got to have milk, whatever the taste of
that's
cookies.
That's true. Although these were dry. And so the third batch, they were good. They were great, even, he says.
Third time's a
but
time.
He had to tell her, well, that's not like my mama made it.
Mm.
To which she picked up an electric fly swatter and went at him. She popped him with an electric fly swatter.
I got to say this.
He still has scars.
If the woman's willing to try 3 times.
You shouldn't. You deserve the electric.
It don't matter how mama did.
If she,
you leave out, if you if say she, that after attempt 1,
yeah.
I got you. I'm with you. But after attempt 3 and you say they're good, you back off of that, son.
Yeah.
You deserve the electric fly swatter.
Have you ever been got by an electric fly swatter?
Absolutely. We used to have one in here.
And we used to have swords fight with it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the funnest thing was sneaking up behind somebody and popping them on the back of the leg. Yeah.
That's it, boy. Pow!
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah. If they get you on that metal button on top of your hat, you're in trouble. That one zings a little. But
all right. And then,
smokes, too.
So then I got another email.
All right.
And I'm pretty sure this episode is going to air on these people's 2nd anniversary.
Uh-oh. That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah?
I think.
Awesome.
If I'm doing the math right in my head. But this is Patrick from Walnutport, Pennsylvania.
Okay. I just come back from Pennsylvania.
Were you in Walnutport?
I give up.
Walnutport?
I don't. That sounds like a made up.
That's where they bring in all the walnuts.
So him and his wife, 2nd anniversary today.
Congratulations!
Happy anniversary!
Happy anniversary!
Maybe one day you'll be like Jim and Jenny. And
how many years?
1 year, and that's what we're rooting
two
for.
2 years.
2 years.
2 years.
This
they
is number 2.
That's your one.
But they're not big gift exchangers, and they have never been. They've been knowing each other for 8 years or so. But he wants to get her something other than dinner. Your advice is coming late because it's today. But what's something you'd gift for someone who truly? So when people say, "What do you want?" I don't want anything. And they really mean it. What do you get them?
You start at daylight and you start leaving notes everywhere.
That John Godwin's a romantic.
I guarantee you. Just ask me.
Si, what would you
get her a bunch of roses, all different colors, white, pink,
size gold black, roses,
red, orange, about 48. 48.
48 roses.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Different colors.
Martin's looking up what to get.
Well, I couldn't remember what the traditional anniversary gift was. Second is cotton. You'll notice on the dash of my truck, I still have that little fake piece of cotton that Brittany got me for
number two?
Yeah, for number two. Oh, yeah, and it's still on my dash.
Because there's years.
A fake piece of cotton?
Just get a t-shirt.
It just looked, no, it looks like a cotton, like you went and pulled it out of a field. Yeah.
Oh, stalk?
Oh, yeah, cotton, I guess. Stalk. Yeah, it looks cool.
I've kept it. Up there in PA.
Yeah, because there's a list, isn't there?
Beans and corn.
That's what I couldn't remember what the second one was.
I'm a flower person.
So just thinking, my man, something made out of cotton. Yeah. There's something.
T-shirt.
Something really fun.
T-shirt.
To celebrate your second anniversary made out of cotton.
What time of year is it that
you do whatever you will with that information?
Hey, what time of year?
Yeah, pajamas, lingerie, whatever.
Whoa, hey.
Hey, they're married. It's fine. That's married.
True. Yeah.
Hey. What time of year is it that they always break out the flowers and redo the grave sites?
He really likes flowers.
Redo the what?
Grave sites. They clean them up and put flowers on fresh on all of them.
I don't know. We do it.
What's a race?
Well,
every 2-3 months.
No. I'm talking about there's a day that they do this.
Oh, I have no idea. Tuesdays?
Memorial Day?
I don't know, but there's a day that in South Louisiana especially, they it's flowers everywhere and people are selling them. But they're grave flowers. So, hey, I'm.
Oh, gray.
Yeah. I don't even know what kind they are, but they're grave flowers. So, look, I'm driving down the deal when I'm in high school down in Gonzales, and I see all these beautiful flowers, so I pull over and buy Mama a big bouquet of them. Yeah, well, when I come home and give them to her, our next-door neighbor is there, which she's a Cajun lady. And, you know, she was kind of, I don't remember, she was acting funny when I gave them to her. You know, and I said, well, hey, and then she said, don't you know that them are grave flowers? You know, and I said, no, I didn't. I said, but here's the thing. You know, I want to give them to her where she can enjoy them, not when she's in the ground underneath.
So are you telling this young man to buy his wife grave flowers? For
Don't buy grave flowers, but I'm saying flowers.
Hey, I'll tell you what
I'm
you
a
don't
flower
do.
Man.
Si is highly
don't
suggested.
Send your woman some flowers from a funeral home.
Is there a story behind
like
that?
Like a florist. Yeah, I ordered some flowers online, and it come from a funeral home.
Come from Old Hearns.
They weren't, but that ain't where I ordered them. It was like
flowers.com.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Oh.
You got to be careful.
Yeah, don't do
but
that.
But she didn't like it?
But no.
Why not?
Why?
Flyers is flyers, ain't they?
Hey, it's the thought behind this what's important.
I didn't know they come
I wanted to give my flowers to my mother when she was alive.
But there was people
not
around.
No, she's dead.
There was people around.
Patrick, I'm trying to help you, buddy. I'm trying. Hey.
Patrick, I do highly suggest not gifting secondhand flowers.
Get a regulation.
Seems like one thing you can spring for brand new.
All right. Well, then he has a second part of his question.
All right. So we got you cotton. You something cotton.
So he saw somewhere that the 2-year itch is the new 7-year itch. Ugh, that makes me feel dirty.
Wait, what are we,
So he's been married 2 years, and his marriage is going great. They're not struggling, but he's just curious what we do to keep our marriages fresh and exciting since he's in the very beginning stages. I would suggest taking Martin's advice on the cotton thing.
Yep.
There's one way.
Absolutely, friend.
But I think we actually got the answer to that from our friends Jim and Jenny, who have laughed at themselves and the same story of her with a hammer and a screwdriver for 51 years, right?
There you go.
So I would say look towards Crosby, Texas, and our other friends.
And listen to Mr. Godwin.
Be romantic.
He's got one piece of advice that he always reminds me of. Godwin, do you know what it is?
Just hang in there. It gets better.
It gets better.
It really does. The more you learn each other and learn, and you I mean, you just, it gets better.
It
just
gets better. I agree with that. And then the other thing you always told me, never stop dating.
That's right.
Go to the picture show. Go to dinner.
Yeah.
Go.
Picture show.
That's Godwin's term for it.
Yep. Always be romantic.
Try your best. I struggle with that sometimes.
Have fun and laugh a lot.
Never stop dating. Y'all need time to yourself.
Yep.
Make her feel special. Every once in a while.
Like your kids out there.
She never loses the yearn to be doted on.
Wooed. Maybe. Yeah. So there you go.
Well, I'm looking up all the, I like all the, I didn't, we never did the year thing like you do, Martin.
I do it every year. So I give the traditional gift.
And
every,
Patrick,
I find something.
Just so you know, if you're following Martin's example, year three's leather.
Traditional gift.
You can combine two and three and get you really somewhere.
All right. But hey, congratulations on your anniversary. Are we ready for a Bible verse?
I think so.
We are ready.
I got you one, Si. Just for you, flower man. Luke 12:27-28. Consider how the wild flowers grow. They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you?
That's a good one.
That's a pretty solid one. And it had to do with flowers. I didn't know you were so into flowers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm big time flowers.
All right. Well, we'll see y'all next time.
We're out.
On
conspiracy
the
theories.
Room.
We need them.
Oh,
whack, whack, whack.